This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Daily Digest. On the bigger picture, I'm T. Shao Eek with Kelly Anissa and Shamila Gunnison. Today we have two stories about the workplace.
A football app startup in Gothenburg is set to become the first business in Sweden to be certified as menstruation friendly. So do initiatives like this help banish the period taboo and empower women in the workplace, or does it perpetuate the old idea that women need special treatment? We discuss this.
And for our second story, we're looking at a new study in the US which shows that media outlets looking to hire journalists are asking for skills like audience analytics and marketing. So we'll be exploring what this says about how journalism is changing.
So on that note, we're asking you on Twitter, has social media changed the way you're expected to do your job? The options are yes and for the better, yes, but I don't like it, no, things are the same, or no, I've resisted it. So do weigh in. You can take the poll. You can also tell us your thoughts at BFM Radio. You can also WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899 or call us. Our lines are open at 03-7733-2900.
So we will have David Bowie taking us out first with Changes.
The Bigger Picture on BFM 89.9, the business station.
That was David Bowie singing about Changes. If you've just joined us, this is the Daily Digest. And first up is a story about creating a period-friendly workplace. Is that possible, Kelly?
And yeah, that is what a football startup company is trying to do. So this was initiated by a non-profit called Menson, which translates to menses. They are currently leading this initiative to end the stigma around discussing menstruation in the workplace.
Right. Mm.
So since March, the non-profit has started inviting employees to attend discussions and workshops about the effects of menstruation. Mm-hmm. And this will then be used to form the basis for a certification program. And, you know, this is something that Menson wants to see rolled out nationwide or even globally.
This is in Sweden, right?
Yes, Sweden. Yeah. And so Clara Rittstrom is leading the project for Menson. She said that while Sweden has a global reputation for supporting women's rights, there is still a stigma around discussing periods in the workplace.
So we're not just talking about the monthly cycle. It's also about the other symptoms that come with it, like PMS. So PMS, or premenstrual syndrome, for those of you who may not know, are symptoms some women experience before their periods, which can include things like mood swings, feeling anxious, being irritable, tiredness. Headaches and cramps before or during menstruation are also common, but each person's symptoms are actually, can be very different and can actually vary even from month to month.
That's right. So Kelly, you mentioned a football startup. So this is Forza Football, which is a football app that's currently working with Menson on this project. And they initiated this when a female employee in the startup asked if the firm could take part in the pilot project to break down taboos around menstruation. And some of the key changes that Forza Football has put in place since has been things like providing free sanitary products and bins in company toilets, introducing flexible working for all staff. So, you know, they can pick their own office hours or they can work from home when they need to. Women are actively encouraged to tell other team members if they choose to be away from the office because of PMS. And here's something quite, novel, I guess. They are also encouraged to share their menstrual cycle dates and symptoms with other team members in advance if they feel comfortable with the idea, of course. And several other startups in Sweden have recently introduced free sanitary protection and painkillers for employees as well.
Yeah, and but while there is a movement championing menstrual rights in Sweden, there has also been some criticism for, you know, for this kind of initiatives. So Eva RP, a columnist for a Swedish daily, argues that suggesting women might need special treatment dredges up old anti-feminist arguments that men and women aren't equal because, quote, female bodies can't be trusted to work properly for the whole month. He also argued that women would have free rein to act badly and then blame it on menstruation.
So I have something to say to Eva about that, but later.
Yeah, and so I spoke to Tan Hyang Lee from Women's Aid Organization about this earlier today. Here is a clip from that interview. How important is it for initiatives like this to be implemented to help create a positive culture surrounding women's bodies, and especially when it comes to period taboos?
Yeah, so I think it's it's really important that we are having the conversation about menstruation, because I think in our society, the issues of periods and menstruation is often something that is perceived to be of taboo. So it's important that we are taking steps to destigmatize menstruation. And I think it's also really positive that in this particular campaign, they are providing free menstruation products and also ensuring that, you know, women's bathrooms have sanitary bins, for example. And I also learned that they are also providing flexible work arrangements to all employees, and to especially allow women who have, you know, PMS to then have flexible work arrangements. I do think, however, that it may be better to target this issue more holistically, meaning that instead of just focusing solely on you know, the effects of menstruation, such as PMS, that we're also allowing flexible work arrangements for any employee who has a medical condition, whether it's a mental health situation or, you know, periods or menopause, or, you know, whatever situation one may find themselves to be in, that the programs that are implementing the workplace aims to address, you know, the varieties of issues that an employee may face. I think the important thing is that the program doesn't simply single out women as needing special accommodation, but to recognize that any employee may at some point of their life require some forms of accommodation, where whether it's because of menstruation or because of a mental health condition or so on.
How do initiatives like this empower women at the workplace? What difference does it make to them in particular?
I think, for one, it helps to start a conversation that is currently not being held in many workplaces. And for women who do experience the effects of PMS, for example, you know, that can really be quite, it can, for women who do face the effects of PMS, you know, it can definitely be very helpful if they are given certain accommodations, such as, you know, flexible work arrangements and so on. But that said, I think it's important that, you know, we see this issue not just as a woman's issue, but rather an employee's issue, in that, you know, in any point of our lives, you know, we may face certain health conditions that, you know, require certain accommodation in the workplace.
And a columnist for a Swedish daily argued that in the article itself, that suggesting women might need special treatment, it really fends up all anti-feminist arguments that men and women aren't equal because, quote, female bodies can't be trusted to work properly for the whole month. What are your thoughts on this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think perhaps one of the unintended consequences of such a campaign is that it could play into stereotypes such as the fact that, you know, women are hormonal. And that's, you know, perhaps a consequence that we may want to avoid. That said, I think it's important to also recognize that, you know, for women or anyone who does not experience the effects of PMS, for instance, that there is accommodations given to them. But to also recognize that it's not just, you know, an issue that only women face, in that at any point of our lives, you know, we could face certain health conditions, and it's important that workplaces are inclusive and supportive to all employees, regardless of their gender, who need those accommodations.
That was Tan Hyang Lee from the Women's Aid Organisation. So over the past few years, we've actually seen a lot more attention being given to menstrual rights. You know, with people talking about menstrual leave in particular. Mm-hmm. A few years ago, a British company permitted its female employees to take time off when they menstruate without it being considered a regular sick
right.
day.
Okay.
And Italy also tried to pass a law for paid menstrual leave a couple of years ago, although I'm not quite sure how that has materialised.
Oh, it didn't go through.
It didn't work. Yeah.
And so these policies have actually left women divided. First, it has to do with the fact that inequality, which many women already face in the work, in the office, is, you know, a major concern from them. For them. So finance writer Tim Warstall theorized that adding in extra days off for women to take menstruation leave could increase the gender pay gap. And he argued that this is because female employees could end up costing more to hire.
And interestingly, if you look at Japan, so for Japanese women, menstrual leave has been a legal right since 1947.
Wow.
But fear of social stigma means that many do not take this leave that's actually accorded to them. Because menstrual taboo is a serious issue, particularly in a society like Japan. And many women don't like talking about their period unless they're with a healthcare provider. So that really does draw the stark distinction between, you know, the when you have a policy, just because you have it in black and white doesn't mean that your environment permits permits you to talk openly about it, to acknowledge the challenges that come with it.
Yeah, and I think that's why an organization like Mensen and the kind of work that they're doing in Sweden is important, not just for advocating for menstrual leave, but also for destigmatizing periods and menstruation in the first place. Because sometimes, like in the case of Japan, just having the leave, if people don't feel comfortable to even admit they're on their period, what's the point, right?
And I'm just curious, you know, what are your thoughts on this initiative? Do you think we should be given leave when you're on your period? You know, not just that, you know, what about like the providing sanitary pads to employees?
Well, I think that's a great initiative, providing sanitary pads, painkillers, which really BFM has already been doing.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's kudos to, I think, our administrative manager, Crystal. Who took it upon herself to provide that for us. Things like this do make a big difference. But when it comes to a sort of carte blanche, you know, leave for all female employees, I'm sure the concern from there would be, is it going to be abused? And will everybody... I had issues just now with the quote that you provided by the Swedish columnist, Eva, who said that this gives free rein to women to behave badly. I'm not coming at it from that angle. I don't think employees, you know, wholesale take policies that are supposed to guard their workplace rights and just abuse it freely. But I think for me, it's more about looking at menstruation or at PMS as a medical condition. And if there are medical issues that come with it, then yes, as a, as an employee, you should have the right to take the time off needed to get better.
I think Hyang Lee... I think Hyang Lee raised a really good point just now when she said that this kind of approach should actually be inclusive towards anyone who are struggling with, I suppose, conditions that are more hidden. Because, you know, how do you define something like pain? How do you define something like discomfort or inability to work, right? So, you know, there are many people living with hidden conditions. There are people living with mental health struggles. And something like PMS, which can really range from being having no symptoms at all to being crippling. It should be permitted for workplaces to have those conversations and to be open and to trust your employees and to create, I suppose, leeway to understand that many people may not be able to express these things as easily. Instead of that's where I think defining it as just menstrual leave for me is maybe slightly complicated. Because I would prefer some kind of an approach that maybe is more comprehensive, that takes into account that people of all genders may have similar or related struggles.
Some sort of flexible medical leave. And at the end of the day, it's about having that conversation with your employees and making sure that female employees are equally represented in the room when these kinds of policies are being discussed, so that you can work out how much does this affect your company. Is it really, if you have a company made up of more women, what kind of impact is that going to have? And it, as long as you're open about it, you can discuss it.
Yeah, yeah. That was the problem I had when I first read the article, because I've seen it. I've seen similar posts before in the past discussing whether we should have period leaves for women who are on their period, and I always thought, why not just look at it as you know, medical leave, to just expand it into that instead of just singling out women and what, like the article like we spoke about earlier. That will just make employees feel like as if women are very expensive to, you know, they cost more to hire.
And I would think that actually opening up this conversation hopefully would also make it easier for other people to feel like they can express their need for time off. You know, again, people of all genders.
Yes.
Right. And so
and
that,
all medical
and all medical needs. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And speaking of changes in the workplace, we'll be looking at sort of a different kind of issue. Shamila, we have a Twitter poll on that.
Yes, that's right. We are asking you on Twitter, has social media changed the way you are expected to do your job? And the answers that you can pick are yes and for the better. Yes, but I don't like it. No, things are the same. Or no, I've resisted it. So you can take the poll and share your thoughts at BFM Radio. You can also WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899 or call us at 0377-332-900.
So stay tuned for that conversation. First, here's The Greatest by Cat Power on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.